Unit 12. A Dolphin's Tail.
A Dolphin's Tail. In the United States, some fishermen found a baby dolphin caught in a crab trap. A rope from the trap was wrapped very tightly around her tail. They took her to an aquarium. The workers there tried to help. Sadly, her tail was too damaged and it fell off. However, the little dolphin continued to grow strong. The workers at the aquarium named her Winter. Even though she had no tail, Winter still learned how to swim. Dolphins usually swim by moving their tails up and down. Winter used her front flippers and moved her body side to side. It worked, but the scientists at the aquarium were worried. Winter's unusual swimming might give her back problems in the future. A doctor named Kevin Carroll heard about Winter's story on the radio. Dr. Carroll helps people who have lost parts of their bodies, like hands or legs. He gives them artificial parts that look and act like a real hand or leg. Dr. Carroll called the aquarium and asked if he could help. After examining Winter, the doctor and his team created an artificial tail for her. It was made out of a special kind of rubber. There were some problems. How would it stay on? Also, the artificial tail could make her skin sore. The team decided to use a big sock made of gel. Gel is a soft material that is often found in bicycle seats and shoes. The gel sock stopped the tail from sliding off. It also helped to protect Winter's skin. Now, she can wear the rubber tail all day and stay comfortable. Winter is now a happy, healthy adult. Thousands of visitors come to see her at the aquarium every year. However, the happy story doesn't end there. Dr. Carroll realized that the gel sock idea could help people as well. The soft gel makes artificial body parts much more comfortable to use.